It is time for another edition of the At Your Service podcast, part of the Brainson Podcast Network. I'm Scott McCauley, and I got to say, you're with us here on a pretty unique day. So let me explain to you what's going on. So we're recording this podcast on January 5th, and if you remember the calendar, January 5th morning, we had a little snow move through the area, and about the time we usually do the At Your Service podcast with our friends at the Missouri Department of Conservation, you know, there was still some precipitation coming down, and I had not heard from anyone, so I said, you know, I don't want to, if they're out, you know, because when weather gets bad, sometimes all agencies, not just or regular, you know, you think police and fire, but even the conservation department may be involved in some stuff. So I didn't want to take them away from that. So we got through Ozarks now, hour one, and I said, okay, well, let me see if I reach out. Dan Aiken, Stone County agent, our scheduled agent today. So I reached out to him, and so we're going to do a little reverse engineering today here on our podcast, because usually what we do, we record the podcast, and everything we record on the podcast goes on the Brainson Podcast Network, which you're listening to this right now there. But then we take a clip of that and edit that for the radio show. Well, we're going to kind of do it in reverse today. We're actually going to be doing the radio show at the same time we're recording the podcast. So we will actually have a dual, almost simulcast, even though it's completely different. So we will be, you know, doing this. Of course, we did the Conservation Report live for many, many years before we switched it to the podcast and then edited radio version. So this will be the first time in a while that we've actually done one like this. So it's going to be a little fun. It's going to be a little different, but thought we would just do this today. Dan's available, and as we're recording, this is a snow day. So when someone listens to this on July 5th, you can remember what a snowy day January 5th was. So we're going to do that here for you today on the At Your Service podcast, a special reverse engineer weekly visit with the Missouri Department of Conservation, which we call the Conservation Report. And without further ado, delivering this week's report, both on the Brainson Podcast Network and live on the air at the same time here at Legends 106.3, I can't think of any better person to be involved with this than Stone County agent Dan Aiken. Dan, it was a, I know that was a long explanation, but I wanted to, this is just kind of a little bit of, it's one of those things that, you know, it's something we do every week, but let's have a little fun with this and do something a little bit different. So we actually are going to be doing the podcast and the show at the same time. And so this will give you something to brag on to Quentin, or, you know, or Chris or any of the other agents in the area, you know, Vanderhoff over in Barry County. You've got some bragging rights now, because we just don't do this with anybody, you know.
Well, I'm glad I could be the individual that got picked for this, and you could have just shortened it by saying we're going to be flying off the cuff today. So, I do not have a planned radio program today. I was in training this morning. We've got what's called mules now in our truck, so we can do all that kind of stuff there in our trucks. We had to get trained on that today, and so that was kind of on my mind this morning. And I mean, the number one priority of any given Friday is to do the radio show with Scott McCauley. That is high on the priority list. But somehow or another, it slipped through the crack, and this mules training kind of overrode the priority list. And so I just got out of that training whenever you sent me that text. So it all worked out perfectly.
Now, did you have any trouble getting there today? Because, I mean, it was kind of a little snowy this morning, as a lot of folks realized in the area. I mean, did you have any trouble getting there?
No, I didn't. I left the Crane area about 6:30 this morning and arrived in Springfield a little bit before 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Dry roads. There wasn't anything coming down. Now, there was an agent in there from Anderson, Missouri, and he said the roads were already pretty covered down there in that neck of the woods, down in McDonald County. So I think it kind of hit our southwest counties a little bit quicker than it did, you know, the Stone, Taney, Barry, Christian County, and Greene County. But I'm sitting here in Greene County right now, and we've had quite a bit of snow. Roads are still good. Traffic is still flowing very good. But there's been some big snowflakes come down for a while, and now it's kind of a mist right now. So weather conditions is deteriorating, I think. But I think by tomorrow we're supposed to be back to fairly normal.
Actually, even later today, as we're starting to warm up finally. And that was the thing. It was kind of like almost a flash snow. It just, you know, and what happened is it hit a lot of folks. For example, my wife, who works at Silver Dollar City, she had stopped by her office in town, and then her crew was heading to the park to continue the teardown after Christmas, and it just, they were on their way out there right when the snow hit, and it got pretty, you know, out there by Shepherd the Hills, it got pretty treacherous. They actually had to turn around and come back and postpone their job, and I know a few of those things are happening, and I actually went to get her since I've got a Jeep, and the roads by the time I got out were not bad, but there were definitely some slick spots, but they definitely look a lot better now. So yeah, kind of something to keep an eye on over the next few days, you know, or over today. We may have a little bit more winter weather early next week, but that, you know, and Dan, I guess that's a good reminder, because things like this can happen quickly, and this might be a good time to remind folks. For example, there may have been people out maybe enjoying the outdoors today, and all of a sudden something like this happened, or going out and about. So it's always important for folks that are going to be out to keep an eye on the weather and to make sure they have all they need if something should happen, to be able to survive a little bit until people can help them out.
Yeah, absolutely. And every time we get a little bit of nasty weather like this, my you know, being in the conservation and conservation agent, the people that I start thinking about almost immediately is our waterfowl hunters, our duck hunters, goose hunters, and stuff like that, because the nastier the weather out, the better that type of hunting is. And I always stop and think about those individuals to stay safe out there. You're probably on the water in inclement conditions, and they can turn, as we know here in the Ozarks, through some of the tragic events that we've had in the past, our weather conditions here can change very quickly. So keep an eye on that. I know there's some duck hunters out there today. In Missouri, we have the state is divided up into three different zones, the north, middle, and south. We reside in the south. And duck hunting here in South Missouri, or the South Zone, is still open. It runs until January the 31st. So if you are out there, or you're listening to this radio show and you think you might want to get one more duck hunting in, especially with this weather coming in possibly on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, ducks usually ride front. So whenever there's a big front coming down from the north, those ducks are going to arrive in our area maybe at 12 to 24 hours before the front gets here, and they stay till the front gets too bad or the weather gets too bad, then they'll pick up and they'll move farther south. But I would say the next couple of days is going to be really good duck hunting. If you are going out in the field, there's a couple of things to remember. There are three permits that are required to go waterfowl hunting: the small game hunting permit, the migratory bird hunting permit, and the federal duck stamp. So make sure you have all three of those if you are going out to partake in the waterfowl season that we have here in the state of Missouri.
Well, one other reason, Dan, I wanted to make sure we did something today is because this is the next to last report. We will have a report next Friday, but this is the next to last report we do for the 2023, early 24 deer hunting season. It's rapidly closing down, and I know the archery hunting season is still open right now.
Yes, we've got a few more days of that till January the 15th, whenever that closes. We just came out of the alternative method of alternative season for the deer hunt. That's where you can use your muzzleloader. You can use handguns as long as they don't hold more than 11 rounds with the magazine and one in the chamber. So you can use handguns. You can use crossbows. You can use atlatl, which is basically a spear that's thrown with the aid of a stick. There's all different types of items that you can use and different types of methods that you can use. That just closed down on Tuesday, and I think we came in with about, I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but we had about 12,000, 13,000 deer, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood checked during the alternative season, which is always a good number, and we had a lot of does harvested during that time. So that makes our biologists happy. A lot of people holding on to those last-minute any deer permits that have passed does all year. They finally decided to take a doe to put meat in the freezer. So quite a few does were harvested during that time. But the archery season does still run till January the 15th. Season is 1/2 hour before sunrise to 1/2 hour after sunset. And now the days are getting a little bit longer, so you are getting a little bit more opportunity to set in the stand for a little bit longer.
Yep, and again, 10 days to go before that season wraps up, and again, we'll do one more report to wrap that up next week. Before we let you go, I would be remiss if I didn't ask. I know today may not be the day, but how, as we're into this winter pattern now, how are our fishing patterns going out and about on the lakes and streams?
today is a day to be out there. It is a good day to go fishing right now. Crappie on Table Rock Lake, Bull Shoals, I can't even describe. They're biting very well right now. You can get onto Facebook and go to a couple of different web pages like Crappie Hunters, Table Rock Lake Fishing Report, and there's a lot of folks on there that's posting pictures of their catch. It is phenomenal right now. I actually took Dan Vanderhoff not too long ago and had to show him how to catch crappie, but he did do good, and crappie fishing is very good. As a matter of fact, I think he might have caught the biggest crappie he's ever caught in his life on Table Rock Lake. So fishing's good right now. The fish are very large. Anglers are reporting of catching a few 100-length fish. They got to be 10 inches on Table Rock Lake, so make sure you have your tape measures out. Measure those fish, because if you get contacted by a conservation agent and you have a fish in your live well that's under that 10 inches, then your fishing trip is going to take a turn for the worse. But fishing right now on Table Rock Lake is phenomenal. Individuals using minnows are doing good, but jigs are working just as good right now. And if you can find a jig that is kind of a milky collar, cream collar, pearl collar, those are working very good. Seems like in the evening, it doesn't really matter what time you go out. Early morning, during the highlight of the day, during noon time, or in the evening, the bite is still just good. The fish are all balled up right now, and they're feeding. They are in a feeding frenzy right now, I guess, trying to fatten up, stock up for the harsher temperatures that we may have coming in February. But right now, all you got to do is just locate the ball of shad, and then directly underneath that ball of shad, or to the left or the right of that ball of shad, is going to be your crappie. Good electronics, of course, helps out very good with the live-facing sonar, which everybody calls live scope, or the forward-facing sonar, which everybody calls live scope. That is a good tool to have during this time of the year. What individuals are doing is they're going out and just searching. You'll see boats that are just idling around looking at their screens, and what they're doing is they're looking for the fish that are congregated up. Those fish right now are in big schools. They're very easy to see. And if you don't have that live scope, you can still have a great time out on the lake. I don't have that on my boat, and we were still able to get into some very, very big crappie. Just fish your stick up, your good bluffs. Fish was hanging out in about 20 foot of water, and they were anywhere from 4 foot down to 20 foot down, just depending on the fish. Kind of just moved up and down the water column, and you just have to adjust to get a bite. If you are fishing in 10 foot of water and you didn't get a bite, drop that down to 16 foot of water and you might get a bite. So it was a lot of fun. I highly encourage you to dress accordingly. Wear your life jackets while you're out there. The water temperature is below 50 right now, so hypothermia will set in very fast if you do fall overboard and fall in the lake. That can be a treacherous time. I know a lot of people go fishing by themselves. It's always good during this time of year to have a buddy with you. Getting into a modern-day bass boat, if you don't know how, can be very difficult. Your muscles will fatigue very fast in this cold weather, and pulling yourself back up over a boat side or the gunwales is almost impossible, especially whenever you're wearing clothing that will keep you warm. So there is a couple of techniques to use to get into a boat. One of those things is to go to the back of the boat, and hopefully your motor is turned off if you've been fishing, and use the motor to help lift yourself up out of the water. That's one of the good ways of getting back into the boat if you do find yourself over. Most modern motors have a trim tab on the back of them, so just get to that motor, put your feet on the trim tab back there, and just above the skag, there's going to be a little plate there you can put your feet on, and hit that button on the side of the motor. That will lift you up out of the water, and you can get back into your boat. So most people know that, but, you know, maybe there's a first-timer out there that's listening to my show and maybe didn't know that. So that's one thing to think about. If you do, or, you know, you do fall overboard, panic will set in. Just go to the back of your boat and use the motor to help lift yourself back in.
You know, before we wrap up here, two things real quick. First off, Dan Vanderhoff is scheduled to do next week's show, so I'll get his version of the crappie fishing there on Table Rock when I talk to him next week to see if it matches up with you teaching him how to catch crappie. I don't know if he'll agree with that or not, but we'll see. Do you think he wouldn't have?
I know Vanderhoff. He's probably going to deny it all, but there may be a picture that may prove that I put it on old Dan Vanderhoff. So I got proof.
Well, I will keep that in mind when I ask him that question next week. The other thing we do need to tell folks real quick is what's the best way to stay in touch with the Missouri Department of Conservation?
Our website. Our website has every type of information on it that you possibly could want. If you want to do something this week whenever the weather is nasty, our Springfield Nature Center, they're still operating. They're up and going. They have lots of programs. And you can find all those by going to the events page on our website. You go there and just type in Southwest Missouri or hit the pull-down tab, and it's going to give you Southwest Missouri. And it's going to show you all the events from the stuff that Andy Dalton Shooting Range has going on, Wildcat Glades over in Joplin, what they have going on, the Nature Center, the Hatchery. I guess there's not much going on at Hatchery right now because it's closed down. But
right.
They are doing building a new Nature Center there and doing some renovations. But all the other areas are open and having programs almost on a daily basis or a weekly basis. So lots of information on there. Also, there's a contact and engage. And unlike a lot of other agencies out there that usually just gives you an email that you send a question to, our website has a phone number on there. So if you need a law enforcement question answered, a code question answered, you can look up the agent in your county on there, and it's going to give you a direct phone number to call that agent. If you have a biology question or a general question, there's going to be a regional office phone number on there where a live operator will answer the phone. You're not going to get a message or a automated service or anything like that. We are still old school, and we do personal information where you call somebody, we will talk to you in person and not by a computer-generated voice.
Excellent. And of course, real quick, let's remind them, Operation Game Thief number is?
Absolutely. Operation Game Thief, it is a hotline that individuals can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That phone number is 1-800-392-1111. And what that is it's a way that individuals, people here in Missouri or out of state, can call that phone number and report a game violation. If you're out in the wilds and you see somebody being a game thief, they're stealing from other anglers, too many crappie, too many walleye, taking a deer out of season, you can call that phone number and you can remain 100% anonymous. We do offer a reward program. And I do get questions every once in a while, like, what's that reward going to be? It's not going to be something that you're going to be able to retire on. Usually our rewards is maybe $100, a couple hundred dollars for something that's, you know, a big case or something like that. But it is just a way of us saying thank you for giving back to the conservation and helping to stop somebody that's out there that's violating the game laws. Agents, we rely very heavily on the public. It affects everybody. If somebody's out there stealing all the fish and you go to your favorite fishing hole and you go and you don't catch any fish, you're going to be pretty angry that there is somebody else there that caught, you know, 100 fish prior to you getting there and kept them all. So, and we can't do our jobs without the public. We rely on them very heavily. So please give Operation Game Thief a call, and you can remain anonymous and even get a reward if your information leads to an arrest.
All right, Dan, hey, we made it through. We did it, a radio show and the podcast at the same time. I appreciate you helping out and being able to reach out today, and we will definitely talk to you again very soon. And again, I will ask Vanderhoff next week those questions about the fishing trip and see if he'll back up what apparently the facts are, according to you, and I have no reason not to believe you. So we'll see how that works out next week, don't we?
I'm sure he will have something to add to it.
I'm sure he will. Dan, take care of yourself. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. That is Dan Aiken, Stone County agent, delivering this week's conservation report. Well, that completes a very special edition of the At Your Service podcast here on the Branson Podcast Network. Again, thanks to Dan Aiken, Stone County agent, for being able to coordinate that. We'll have a more traditional podcast next week with the Missouri Department of Conservation, and we're scheduled to have our next Stone County Community Health Coalition podcast next week on the At Your Service podcast, part of the Branson Podcast Network.